welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. A little Jack and Diane. Get them out on your back deck and fire up a grill and enjoy a little sunny summertime. I'm Joppin. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking over there, man?
Oh, I just think of one of my success stories that I'm most proud of. And we go to Gulf Shores every spring. And one year we went with a group, and we'd go with different people, it seems like. But this time it was in Pensacola. And my friend Mark Mulder, the guy I brew with, looks at me and says, "Hey, Barbie brought some ribs. How are we going to cook those?" And we're camping at Fort McHenry. So I'm like, ribs on a campfire? I'm sweating bullets. And he's looking at me like, "You're going to help me." Yeah. So I'm like, well, what do you have? And he goes, "Well, my little grill." He's got this little Weber Smoky Joe.
Yep.
Fantastic piece of equipment for $99. So I started scratching my head. You got to think quick because it's now like 2 o'clock and it's like, they're going to want to eat today. So I had him cut those ribs into 3 rib sections, and we skewered them together to make like racks, all standing up. So we got a fire going, and I took some tin foil and made like a barrier, a whole bunch of tin foil, aluminum foil, and I pushed those coals over to half of the thing, and I left a big trail of aluminum foil behind it. And we literally, so the bottom half of it was lined with foil, and there was a big foil barrier. And then we put the ribs in on that foil, standing up on end, and crisscrossed them and stacked up that little Smoky Joe with 3 racks of ribs all bound together. It can be done. And then we didn't have any flavor wood, so we went on the beach and got a piece of driftwood.
Oh, yeah. Not a little salty, but it was all right.
Fortunately, yeah. Barb had marinated these ribs for like a day or two, and they were so moist that they withstood all that torture we put them through. And I'm telling you, these things turned out so well. I kept having to rotate them in the stack.
But sure.
That's a success. That's a win. You can do it.
Well, that's improvised, right? And you did what you had to do to get it done. And Bob, that's kind of cool, that Pensacola story. We got a guy joining us in the studio right now, Jeremy Bolker, the sales and new business executive at the radio station here. But
iHeartRadio.
Yep. Beside him being a star performer in the radio sales business, he's a budding grilling and smoking expert. And we wanted to bring him in because during the break, we had a nice conversation about some of your challenges that you're having, and you got a new piece of equipment. So let's talk about that smoker first, because you had a couple things that I think other people might be experiencing.
Right. Well, the smoker that I got is really sort of a knockoff of the Weber bullet, okay? But what it did come with was a bowl, a big bowl that you fill it up with water. And so what I've been experiencing, I've had some good success with brisket, believe it or not, which I think is a pretty tough one to conquer. I was so happy about doing that. But what I found with this water is that it seems to be cutting down the cooking time about a good 30 to 40, if not 50%. So the first few times I was using it, I was leaving the stuff on there for just way too long.
A little bit of a growing market. They call them water smokers. Mm-hmm. And Jop was correct. It is the steam that assists in transferring that heat because it's a conductor. And it keeps your food moist.
Right. And with the chips, so I'll tell you, it's probably critical, the first hour, an hour and a half,
yep,
the wood chips to get that infusion of the, of the flavor.
So, Jeremy, let's step back a little bit. This is a charcoal smoker.
Correct.
Right? And then you've got a layer of chips on top of the charcoal, mm-hmm, and then the water is above that. So the chips are not in the water.
Correct.
The chips are below the water. So I'm getting smoke from dry chips, but I'm getting the hydration from the pan of water.
Exactly. You're getting the hydration. However, I will say as a prerequisite, what I had read, the wood chips themselves, I mean, I had soaked them in water for at least about 3 hours, 3 to 24 hours or so, as they say, and then drain them out a little bit, throw it right on top of the hot coals.
Right.
Then that's where that smoke, you know, comes into play there. But guys, ribs have been the challenge. It just, no matter what, they
just seem to really char. So tell us what you're doing with
your ribs. What I will do is I will do the normal process of get the charcoal going, a few charcoals, hot briskets, put it on top of some cold briskets, put it on there.
Okay. Briquettes?
Briquettes, yeah.
Yeah, or are you burning the old briskets that didn't turn out? Or are you using those now for fuel?
right, exactly. Yeah, it's like a flux capacitor or something like that. You can put anything in there and travel back to 1985. But, Yeah, so with the ribs, it's pretty much I'm going raw dog on there, okay? And I'm not putting any sauce, marinating it for roughly 12, 24 hours with a dry rub. You know, patting that in there pretty good.
And are you taking the membrane off the back of the ribs?
What's a membrane?
Okay, I think that's your answer. You flip the ribs over so that they're arched up and you're seeing the bone.
Okay.
You take a butter knife and slide it from the end of the bone down in underneath the skin that's on the back. You'll find that this plastic-like skin film comes off, and you use a paper towel to grab it because it's really slippery. And you just start peeling that off, and you peel that whole membrane off the back of the ribs because that actually blocks the smoke from penetrating the meat. So that's a big help. And then it's a smaller smoker, so you're probably cutting your racks in half.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, mm-hmm. Then what are you doing?
Well, and then, you know, and then away she blows for 3 hours or so after it gets going, and then it just seems like they're almost done or just it's completely charred, even with no barbecue sauce on it.
Okay, so maybe your temperature's a little high.
Yeah.
And then when you see about a quarter to a half inch of that bone sticking out on the end, in other words, the meat is starting to shrink, you're reducing your fats, and the meat starts to shrink up, and you got about a quarter or a half inch of bone sticking out, then it's time to wrap. Okay. Then you want to wrap those. And
not as in like a hip-hop wrap. We're talking
yo-yo, you could do that if you like.
Got it.
But no, what you have to do is get some foil and tent them. So you get a nice piece of foil. Randy loves foil. And
foil's your friend.
And then put them in there and fold the foil up over the top and sort of crimp it together so that the foil is on top of the meat, not touching the meat, and then set them back in and bring them up and put them in for like another hour or so. Mm. And the test form is so that when you lift that rack of ribs up, you pull it out of the foil, you lift the section of ribs up, and you hold them on the end. If they start to tear away from the bone a little bit, that's just right. Yeah. You don't want them falling off the bone. You want them to start breaking away so when you bite a rib, you're kind of lightly pulling the meat away, and then you're at perfection. And then what you can do, you get them to that point, you take them out of the foil, you put them back in the smoker. If you like sauce on your ribs, that's a good time to brush some sauce on them, and maybe a little honey and butter, whatever you like finishing them off with, and put them back in for another 15, 20 minutes so that sauce gets a little smoky. You can even throw a few more chips in then and re-smoke them to put a nice little dark finish on them, and you should have perfection.
Yeah, because that it's more or less like a jerky, and I'm not trying to make jerky,
right?
But that's what's sort of like the top of that.
Yeah, you're losing your hydration.
Yeah.
You're doing Southern style. That's Jeremy Bolker. Awesome sales exec.
Guys.
If you need
you
to
guys.
Run some
love
ads with iHeartRadio, you got to get a hold of Jeremy because he's a fun guy. We've hung out with Jeremy in the past at birthday bash and different things.
Right. So. No, we have.
Good fella. Hey, don't forget to check us out at thegrillingguys.com and just check out our website because it's pretty big and fat and there's lots of recipes. There's tips for guys like Jeremy who are struggling with things and all of our sponsors are on there. There's buy links for ThermoPens. And just all of our friends in the business, Stormy Cromer, and it's a good resource.
Jeremy, you're a man with a new grill. It's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man! Now you're a man! A man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. The best pasties in Lower Michigan, guaranteed.
Gravy.
And you only eat ketchup on them. Okay, today's Man Law says, and under no circumstances shall a man ever defer control of the television remote to a female unless it's your mom.
Well, okay.
So since you like gravy so much, I found the job for you at the party this afternoon.
What's that?
Well, we're going to do some poutine.
Oh,
so
there we go.
I'm going to let you make some gravy, and you can put gravy and cheese on people's fries. How's that sound?
You know what? I'm going to bring a couple other surprises for you, too. Maybe little scallions, maybe some chopped bacon. We're going to make us some big old poutine.
All right.
But you've been listening to The Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And get out in your backyard and create some grill envy in your neighborhood.